Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's Earth Day. You don't have to necessarily celebrate if you don't want to, but don't do this. If you can manage to make it through the day without cutting down dozens of trees right before Earth Day, then you're doing okay.
Oh.
And it wasn't like a city clearing a space. It was definitely a vandal, as someone went through downtown LA the other night with a chainsaw, just lopping down decorative trees for no reason.
Oh, wow.
Dozens of trees were cut down. The person just went down the street cutting as many as they could, like on a motorcycle.
This is an act of destruction. Started getting pictures from many different people in the influencer space, downtown space, saying, did you see what they did last night? And I realized this was a little more malicious than, you know, the city chopping trees down.
Right. So the city's planning on replacing the trees as soon as they can, but no one's saying that there's an official connection to like that in Earth Day. It was just a coincidence, but a lot of people online are like, yeah,
just a random way to be mean.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right. That is your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without cutting down dozens of trees right before Earth Day, jerk.
Oh man.
Then you're doing okay.
I mean, they're really pretty trees. They made the sidewalk really pretty.
I know. You think about that, right?
And that's not going to be easy to replant those because they have like, so they're in the sidewalk, so they have now, like metal pavers
right,
around.
Right, exactly.
Have to dig up.
They're
going to
have to dig all that up.
Concrete the decorative pavers.
Repair the concrete.
Replant.
Yes.
They're just going to have to take out the stump and replant a whole new tree. And oh man.
Now listen, I'm not condoning this at all. But if they were Bradford pear trees, I might have at least said, well, he was kind of justified in doing that.
Oh, we have something against Bradford pears. What exactly? Let's go ahead and air out our beef for Bradford pears.
Well,
what don't you like about Bradford pears?
Bradford pears are pretty trees. And for those of you who know what a Bradford pear looks like, it's the trees that have like the kind of the white flowery blossoms and
yes.
stuff like that. They're very
nice.
They're very invasive, but they stink.
Oh.
They okay. stink like fish.
Oh,
or some,
that's not a nice smell.
No, not at all.
They have flowers and they stink like that?
Yep, and they're incredibly invasive and they stink. So anyways,
that could have been like fresh start. Let's pick something else.
Would never have condoned something like that.
Right.
Maybe writing a letter saying, hey, let's change up the trees here.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that's the species of trees they were that
I
were cut
no
down.
I have no idea
but.
What kind of trees they are because they're like, they have these tall branches and then like all the leaves are kind of at the top.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
Like
so probably
heavy.
Not a Bradford pear.
No.
So, anyways.
They're cool looking though.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story
wow.
on 99.7 DJX.